我再过一平安。
Peace be with you。
我再次谨代表北美正道浸信会神学院向各位。
So I'm glad to representing True Seminary to be here with you。
今天我想跟各位分享的题目是操练敬虔。
The title of my sermon is Discipline Godliness。
操练敬虔是很重要的。
It's very important。
我曾经认识有一位华人的牧者他被很受人尊敬，很受弟兄姐妹的爱戴。
I know a popular, well-respected Reverend。
他就是林道亮牧师 ，Dr. Reverend Timothy Lin。
Many people know him, the Reverend Timothy Lin.
他活到九十多岁了。
He lived to be over 90 years old.
有一次他在讲道里面呢，就分享长寿的秘诀。
Once during his sermon, he shared his secrets of longevity.
当然他分享很有权威了，他活到九十多岁嘛。
He has the authority since he lived to be over 90 years old.
他说长寿的秘诀有两个。
He said there are two secrets to longevity.
第一个长寿的秘诀就是我们需要过一个敬虔的生活。
The first one is to discipline godliness in daily lives.
第二个秘诀呢，就是多喝一点的醋。
And secondly, add some vinegar in your diet.
当他讲到结束之后呢，很多的弟兄姐妹都跑到他的面前问他同一个问题。
So after the sermon, many brothers and sisters came to him and asked the same question.
林牧师，请问你多喝一点醋，是什么的醋，什么牌子的醋？
What brand of vinegar do you drink, do you eat in your diet?
但是从来没有一个人问他怎么样过一个敬虔的生活，他觉得非常的感慨。
So he was a little bit disappointed that nobody asked him about how to discipline godliness in daily lives.
敬虔实在是很重要，所以圣经里面在提摩太前书也告诉我们。
So that's why in 1 Timothy, there are some verses talk about that's very important.
提摩太前书在圣经里面告诉我们操练身体一处还小啊，唯独操练敬虔凡事有益，享有今生还来世的应许。这话是可信的，是值得完全接纳的。
So in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verses 8 to 9, for bodily discipline is only of little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things, since it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come.It is a trustworthy statement deserving full acceptance.
所以当我思想到这个题目的时候，我看到马太福音第七章从十三到二十七节的时候呢，我就有这个感动，我就愿意今天跟你们分享。
So that's why I'm sharing Matthew chapter 7 verses 13 to 24.
让我们一同来低头祷告。
So let's pray.
您带领我们。
So please lead us.
感谢主赐给我们你自己宝贵的话语。
Thank you, the Lord, you give us your blessing.
现在让我们众弟兄姐妹一同聆听你话语的时候，默想你话语的时候，求你的圣灵指教我们。
So when we listen to your word, let your Holy Spirit be our guidance.
我们都知道你很想我们成为你天国的子民。
So you know you want us to be people of your kingdom.
你爱我们。
You love us.
所以当我们默想你话语的时候，求你赐给我们有聪明智慧，知道怎么样把我们听到的真理能够应用在我们的生活当中，服事当中。
When we meditate your words, give us the wisdom to practice.
我们求你继续与我们同在，垂听我们的祷告。
May your presence be with us and listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
金钱是什么意思呢？
So what's the meaning of disciplined godliness?
金钱就是当一个人真的相信接受主耶稣做他个人救主之后。
So after accepting Jesus as your personal savior,
他应该活出一个基督徒的生命的见证。
So you should be a witness as a Christian.
他需要彰显神的属性。
So we need to show God's characteristics.
包括有爱心。
Including love.
有光，有圣洁。
And purity.
还有呢，有公义。
And then justice, righteousness.
但如何来操练金钱呢？
Then how can we discipline godliness?
我们从第七章从十三节一直到二十七节，我们分三个段落来跟你们分享。
So we can read from Matthew chapter 7 verses 13 all the way through 27.
第一个当行走在正路上，第二个当明辨异端邪说，第三个当建基在正道上。
Firstly, walking in the right path. Secondly, discerning on false teaching and heresy. Thirdly, building on foundation of truth.
我们知道马太福音第七章这一段的经文里面呢，是登山宝训的其中一部分。
This is part of the Sermon on the Mount.
在登山宝训第五章、第六章、第七章，是耶稣世上的时候，他讲到最长的一篇。
From chapter 5 all the way through chapter 7 is the Sermon on the Mount, the longest sermon by Jesus.
耶稣其他的四篇的讲道是第十篇、十三篇、十八篇，还有二十四到二十五篇。
So there are many different sermons.
登山宝训耶稣讲最长的一篇呢，有一些的研究呢，都说英文的翻译本呢有107节。
So altogether 107 verses.In the Sermon of the Mount.
中文的翻译呢，大概有3000字。
So, the Mandarin translation contains 3,000 characters.
主要里面登山宝训主要的内容是讲到，凡跟随耶稣的，他必须要在信仰跟生活里面有一个的准则。
So you got to have the principle as a Christian following Jesus.
需要听从主的话，服从神的话。
Listen and obey God's word.
这样呢，才可以算是天国的子民。
Then you can be considered the people of the kingdom of heaven.
没有这样的去做的话呢，就不能够成为天国的子民，更不能够成为神国度的精兵了。
If you don't do it, you will not be considered citizen of the heaven, nor the soldiers for God.
当耶稣讲完这个登山宝训这篇的信息之后，哇，好多人都觉得很稀奇。
So everybody, many people were surprised and treasured this sermon.
为什么？因为耶稣讲到的是大有权柄的。
Because he preached with authority.
不像一般的人，他用人的权柄来宣讲他自己的教导。
So not just like with people's authority, talking about his own idea.
所以从当时候的听众的反应呢，我们可以知道耶稣是一个很特别的一个人物，还有呢与众不同的。
So from the reaction of the audience, you can know Jesus is very unique and special.
马太福音 第七章十三到十四节谈到两条门路。
So, in the verses, we talk about two different gates.
啊，两条门路的十三节一开始的时候就是说，你们要进窄门。这个你们到底是指谁呢？
So at the beginning, we talk about enter through the narrow gate. Who entered the narrow gate?
那我们就需要从当时候耶稣从第四章我们从十七到二十五节，我们知道耶稣在加利利一带里面的呢来传福音。
So Jesus was spreading gospel in the area of Galilee.
他也呢在各会堂呢去教导去传天国的福音，还有医治百姓各样的疾病。
So he also go to different synagogue and healing many people.
所以好多人都跟着他了。
So he had many followers.
到马太六章第一第二节呢，我们知道耶稣就上了山。
So he went to a mountain.
后来呢，第二节门徒呢就到他的面前，然后耶稣就开口教导他们。
And then his disciple approached him. He started to teach them.
所以到底你们是指谁呢？我们就从第五章、第六章、第七章，我们一直看下去，我们就可以找到那个答案了。
So we need to refer to chapter 5 all the way through 7, then we can find the answer.
从第五章十三节，你们是世上的盐。
So according to chapter 5, verses 13, you're the salt of the world.
然后十四节，你们是世上的光。
And verses 14, you're the light of the world.
然后第五章四十八节，所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
So verses 48, you should be like your heavenly father.
这里说完全像天父的完全是指爱的完全。
So that means complete in love, just like God.
然后我们再看第六章第九节，所以你们祷告要这样说。
So in chapter 6, verses 9, this is how you should pray.
然后十四节，你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。
Verses 14, for you forgive men when you sin against you, your heavenly father will also forgive you.
然后第六章三十三节，你们要先求我的义，这些东西都要嫁给你们了。
Then chapter 6 verses 33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
然后我们看第七章了，第七节。
And then chapter 7 verses 7.
你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you.
然后第七章十二节，你们虽然不好，况且要怎么样呢？拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不把好东西给求告他的人吗？
If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?
然后第七章十三节一开始就说，你们要进窄门。
Then verses 13, enter through the narrow gate.
所以呢，那个你们从第五章一直到第七章这个经文的脉络，我们来看呢，是指谁呢？是指着门徒，是指着愿意跟随主耶稣的人。
So from chapter 5 verses all the way through 7, we know refer to his disciple following Jesus.
是指那些愿意操练自己成为神国度人才的人来说。
The willing to discipline to be citizen of heaven.
换句话说，就是指你跟指我。
That also means you and me.
啊，耶稣，我们看他的登山宝训哈，他很常常都用你们这个名词，说明他所关心的、关注的不但是个人，也关心整个群体来说的，就是指对教会来说的。
So during his preaching, you can tell not only to individual, also to the corporate church together.
操练金钱，我们第一个，我们需要行走在正路上。
So in order to discipline holiness first, we need to walk in the right path.
所以你们要进窄门，那个要是一个命令的语态，就是说你必须要的意思。
So it's imperative, you must go through the narrow gate.
进窄门，那个门
narrow gate
就是指一个关口。
So that's in a critical juncture.
就是指到通往经过这里就可以通往另外一个道路的意思。
So go through a path.
进窄门就是意思我们要走在正路上面。
Through narrow gates means we need to be on the right path.
哪里才是正路呢？
So what is the right path?
就是说我们需要遵循神的话语来行走，就是走在真理上面的。
Follow God's word, the way of the truth.
这个就是走在正路上。
So that means walking in the right path.
还有一个呢，就是说明呢，知道我们基督徒的有责任，我们的生命作为一个基督徒，我们是属于天国的子民，我们有责任来做一个基督徒的见证。
So as a citizen of the heaven, we have the responsibility to witness.
这个就是走在正路上面。
That's how we walk in the right path.
在另外一方面，进荒门，很大的，很豁的，很荒的，就意思就指，走在这个，俗世的路上。
So through white gate means walking on the secular world.
那里就是随波逐流，跟着
going with the flow.
所以进窄门走小路跟进荒门走大路的分别在哪里呢？
So what's the difference between narrow gate and wide gate?
很简单，就是说进窄门走小路是不容易的，要付代价的。
So there's a price to pay and difficult to walk in the narrow gate.
进荒门走大路很容易，你不需要付代价的，你喜欢怎么走你就怎么走。
So it's easy, no price to pay, walk through the white gate. However you please.
当我默想这两节的经文的时候呢，我呢就想到原来耶稣在这两节的经文呢也提醒我们了哈，进窄门不要怕，不要怕进窄门。
When I meditated these verses, I think Jesus told us not to be afraid to walk through the narrow gate.
假如我们想进入天国，成为天国的子
民。When we want to enter the kingdom of heaven.
需要首先我们需要有进窄门的心智。还有我们不要呢以为那个门是窄的，路是小的，人也小了，我们呢就放弃了。
So we need to have determination not to give up, even though the narrow gate with few people and more difficult.
假如我们放弃，没有这个心智，也看到人也小，路也小，不愿意走的话，我们就变成什么门外汉了。
So if we give up, then will be staying outside the door.
啊，这两节的经文的比喻，就也说明一个很重要的真理，就是啊，可以进到永生，有一些会引到我们灭亡的。
So that's why one leads to life, the other leads to destruction.
因为当时犹太人呢，他们认为呢，进窄门呢，就如同得到永生，如同呢进到天国的。在马太福音第十九章十六到二十五节有这样来解释的。
In Matthew chapter 19, 16 to 25, talk about the narrow gate, you will receive eternal life.
啊，在啊，这段的经文十九章哈啊十六到二十五节啊，有一个人到耶稣的面前，然后就问他怎么样可以得到永生。
So because one person asked, how can he receive eternal life?
耶稣对他说，哦，你要遵守诫命。
You need to follow all the commandment.
啊，那个少年说，我都有啊。
So I have keep the commandment my entire life.
那我还缺少什么啦？
So what else do I need to do?
啊，耶稣就对他说，哇，你还是需要变卖你的所有的，然后呢，就分给穷人。
So you need to sell your possession and give it to the poor.
啊，长话短说了，那个少年人听到之后就忧忧愁愁就离开了。
The young man heard this, he went away sad.
然后耶稣就对门徒说，他说，我实在告诉你们啊，财主进到天国是很难的。
So it's hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven.
啊，所以犹太人认为呢，进窄门呢，就如同得永生，如同呢进天国。
So the Jewish people consider the narrow gate is the path to enter the kingdom of heaven.
当然，耶稣是期望啊，每一个人都能够进到神的国度里面。
So of course, Jesus wants everyone enter the kingdom of heaven.
啊，耶稣曾经这样说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不执着我，没有人能到父那里去。
So Jesus said, I'm the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me.
啊，所以各位弟兄姐妹们，我们还没有信耶稣的呢，我们要信耶稣。
That's why we need to accept Jesus Christ.
啊，我们找到啊那个信了耶稣是我们的救主了，然后我们就走小路，就是我们走生命的路，走奉献被神使用的路。
So once we accept Jesus, we will enter through the narrow gate to be his servant.
那这样呢，我们就过一个信心的生活。
Then we can live a life of faith.
首先给我们有一个明智的选择。
So we need to choose wisely.
明智的选择是一个考验。
So it's also a test how to choose.
也是一个信心开始的一个考验。
And also attest the beginning of your faith.
啊，求神给我们有智慧聪明。
May God give us the wisdom.
然后接下去呢，耶稣就用两个比喻了，就讲到啊，当明辨异端邪说，要防备假先知。
Then Jesus warning against false heresy and false teacher.
啊，因为这一段的经文比较长啊，所以我就分两个。段落来。
So there are many verses, so I split it into two sessions.
第一个呢，是从马太福音第七章十五到二十节，我们要分别真假的先知。
Verse 15 to 20, we have to discern the false teaching and heresy.
在圣经都有记载，从旧约到新约，让我们知道。在旧约里面呢，犹太人的历史里面呢，先知是一个很崇高的一个职分。
In Old Testament, prophets had a high status.
因为犹太的王室里面呢，以先知呢 为他们的智囊啊 bring power 啊。
So the prophets advised emperor with great power.
是一个参谋啊，是一个 advisor， 还有一个军事啊 military counselor 的。
So the prophet consult both militarily and politically.
Yeah， 特别在打仗的时候呢，啊，那个君王呢，一定呢问问那个先知，看看他们的建议，他的意见是怎么样，然后做最后的决定的。
Especially during the war, they always consult prophets to decide how to fight.
到新约的时候呢，当然有不小的所谓投机者了哈。他们呢就是假先知啊，甚至呢啊假基督啊，到处来去啊活动去迷惑人。
Of course, there's false prophet, false teacher, and antichrist to misguide people.
但是在圣经里面告诉我们，虽然啊假先知啊佩戴着洋衣啊豺狼哈。啊还有呢，到处的招摇撞骗。
So there are a wolf in a sheep's skin and cheating on people.
他穿着那个羊衣，别人以为他就是羊哈，但是本身他是一个豺狼。
So even though they're wearing sheep's skin, but their nature is a wolf.
但是很容易让别人。知道他是真还是假的？为什么呢？因为我们可以看到，好树是会结好的果子，坏树会结坏的果子，一看就可以分别出来真与假了。
Sometimes difficult to tell, but either the tree good and its fruit is good, or make the tree bad and its fruit is bad. For the tree is known by its fruit.
所以在马太福音第十二章三十三节很清楚也告诉我们。
So we can tell clearly from Matthew chapter 12, verses 33.
从他们结的果子，我们就知道，就认出来，他是真的先知还是假的先知了。
Well, the tree is known by its fruit, so we can tell whether it's a false prophet or the true prophet.
特别在现今的时代里面哈。因为这个疫情全世界都很多都用那个网络所以我们要特别小心，我们要注意那些的我们应该看，那些我们不应该看的。
So during pandemic, there's many online stuff, so we need to differentiate which one is trustworthy.
然后第二个段落呢讲到呢。So we need to努力遵循神的话语。
So we need to obey and follow God's word.
因为圣经是这样说的，他说：“凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵循我天父旨意的人才能进去。”
Not everyone calling me Lord, Lord can enter the kingdom of heaven. Only the one who follows the will of my Father can enter the heaven.
在这里说。唯独遵循我天父旨意，你怎么知道天父的旨意呢？除非你听，先明白天父的心意。
So how do we know it's God's will? We have to understand His word.
你怎么知道天父的心意呢？那就必须要看圣经了。
So we need to study the Bible.
因为圣经说得很清楚，让我们知道天父的心意。
So from the Bible, we can tell clearly the will of God.
所以呢，各位弟兄姐妹，灵修、读经、默想很重要啊，祷告很重要。
So Bible study, meditation, and praying are all very important.
然后我们平常没有读圣经，我们呢就不太了解、不太明白天父的心意了。
So if we don't study,study Bible, then we will not understand the will of the Father.
我们不明白他的心意，就谈不上怎么来遵循天父的旨意了。
Then, of course, we don't know His will, how to follow.
所以读经是很重要。
The Bible studies are very important.
用信心去研读圣经。
So we need to study with faith.
信心很重要。
Faith is very important.
保罗很重视信心。
Paul stressed faith.
所以啊，在他的书卷里面，我们多少我们都可以看得出来，他非常重视那个信心方面的。
So in his letters, we can tell he put stress the faith.
但是遵循神的话语，就是行为方面呢，也是很重要的。
But we practice God's words is also very important.
所以雅各很重视行为。
So James put, he said your actions is very important too.
所以有人就问了，到底信心重要啊，还是行为重要呢？
Which one is more important, faith or action?
但是其实来说，两样都重要。
So both are important.
有好的信心才能够结出好的果子。
So in good faith, you can bear good fruit.
有好的行为才可以表达你真正的信心。
With good action, show you have good faith.
所以在预言里面两种果树十三节一直到二十三节这段的经文里面告诉我们，我们必须要防备假先知，我们必须要明辨异端邪说。
From verses 13 to verses 23, talk about warn against false prophets and heresy.
我们的信心的生活，我们需要成长。
So we need to grow spiritually.
我们信了耶稣是好，但是还是不足够的。
So accept Jesus Christ is not enough.
我们必须要在信心的生活不断的成长，因为我们会面对不同的考验，不同的挑战。
We need to grow spiritually because we're facing challenges and trial all the time.
在我们不同的面对不同的考验的时候，只要我们经得起考验，我们才可以结好的果子。
So only through trials and tests can we bear fruit.
所以盼望各位弟兄姐妹，我们大家一起努力在圣经方面下功夫。
So many brothers study Bible all the time.
然后到第三个操练敬虔的第三方面呢，就从24节到27节。
So from verses 24 to 27.
当建基在真道上。
Building on foundation of truth.
耶稣在登山宝训的信息讲完之后，就希望能够激发当时候的听众他们的信心，马上用实际的行来去实行。
So after preaching, Jesus preferred his disciple to practice.
这好像一个聪明的工程师把房子建在稳固的磐石上。
Just like building a house on a solid rock.
这样呢一定很安全稳固的。
So safe and solid.
也不怕任何的冲击。
So can withstand any kind of impact.
这样呢到哪日来到的时候呢，我们就不需要忧虑了。
So we don't have to worry.
反过来说，千万不要像一个无知的建筑师把房子建在虚无的根基上。
Don't be ignorant to build your house on empty foundation.
因为这样的话呢，它的结果呢，那个房子一定会倒塌的一定会那个结果非常不好的。
The house will not stand.
所以在这个比喻里面，让我们可以明白到房子能够建造稳固不稳固，不在乎材料，不在乎人，而在乎根基，根基才是最重要的。
So material and personnel doesn't matter as much as the foundation. Foundation is vital.
我们都曾经经历到假如我们住在加州我相信在我们当中的各位弟兄姐妹都多多少少经历到曾经在加州6.6级的地震哈。
So in California, probably most experienced the Richter scale 6.6 earthquake.
这个发生好多年前了，我都忘记了。
So that's long time ago, probably 20-30 years ago, Northridge earthquake.
那个时候呢，那个加州的政府呢，马上就研究为什么那个 freeway
so immediately we declared disaster
为什么会倒塌下来呢那个天桥我们说哈为什么会倒塌呢就派一个专家派一队的专家去研究那个倒塌的原因
so the government sent out inspector to check the safety of all the buildings
研究的结果就是因为根基不稳
and the foundation matters
所以根基很重要
so it's vital for a solid building as the foundation
并且它是当建基在神的话语上面
so we need to build on the solid foundation
这一段的经文马太福音第七章24-27节呢是登山宝训的总结
So this is verses 24-27 is the summary of the Sermon on the Mount.
也是一个神是耶稣给我们的一个爱心的一个邀请，他期待我们每一位都能够成为天国的子民。
So this is also an invitation for everyone to be a citizen of heaven.
哈，当主耶稣再回来的时候，你跟我。我们的生命信心的结果就很容易就显明出来了。
So when the second coming of Jesus, whether we bear our fruit will be very evident.
所以由PowerPoint 里面在提前第四章第八到第九节不是这个哈，最后的两个呢，就是对不起啊，就是说我们到。耶稣第二次再来的时候就是诗篇第一篇第五第六节因此当审判的时候恶人必站立不住在义人的团体中罪人也必这样因为耶和华看顾义人的道路恶人的道路却必灭亡
So when Jesus, the second coming of Jesus is a time for judgment As described in Psalm 1, verse 5-6, Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
然后呢，在哥林多前书第三章十三节个人的功成将来必要显露，因为那日子必把它显明出来。等等等等
First Corinthians chapter 3 verses 13 Each man's work will become evident For the day will show it Because it is to be revealed with fire And the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work
所以总结呢就是说我们操练敬虔呢我们门徒我们作为跟随耶稣的我们是有我们生命的责任整个教会也有责任
So in summary, discipline godliness should be the responsibility of each individual and also the church as a whole.
我们需要走在正路上。
We need to walk in the right path.
我们需要明辨异端邪说。
We need to discern the false teaching and heresy.
我们需要建立在真理的基础上。
So we need to build on the foundation of truth.
因为操练敬虔呢是凡事都有益处的，因为可以有今生跟来世的应许。
So discipline godliness is profitable in everything with promise to this life and the life after.
然后呢， 操练敬虔呢，我们都有不同的考验。我们做跟随主的人呢，我们需要注意这三方面。
Pay attention to different tests in the discipline of godliness.
从这个两条门路是一个信心的考验。
So the two different gates is a test in the faith.
这个是信心生活的开始。
Also the beginning of living in faith.
然后我们从15节到23节的两种果树就告诉我们这个是生活的考验。
Also verse 15 to 23 talk about the test of life, two different kinds of fruit.
我们有信心生活的开始，但是我们还是需要成长，在成长的过程中这个呢就帮助我们来明白里面的真理，从15节到23节。
So after the beginning, we need to grow spiritually. From those verses, we should know.
这个是生活的考验。
So this is the test in life.
然后最后的24到27节呢，是讲到良等的根基，这个是生命的考验。
So verses 24 to 27 talk about two kinds of foundation. This is the test about life.
也可以说我们信心生命最后的结果。
And also the final result in the life of faith.
所以各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，将来我们能够在的审判台前能够站立得稳，我们就是似乎我们今天愿不愿意继续跟随主耶稣来操练敬虔的这一方面。
So how can we stand in judgment depending on how we disciplined in godliness following Jesus Christ?
求神给我们有聪明智慧，能够在这个整个的我们前面的道路，无论我们面对疫情也好，面对各样的考验也好，让我们不要忘记操练敬虔是非常重要的。
May God give us wisdom regardless any kind of test, despite the pandemic, we need to know the importance of discipline in godliness.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们谢谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语。
Dear Lord, we thank you for your precious word.
因为你的话语就是真理，是我们早前的灯，路上的光。
Because your word is the truth, the light to our path, the lamp to our feet.
求你让我们弟兄姐妹们能够听到你的真理，听到你的话语，能够听得进去，听得明白。
So may every brother and sister.Can accept and understand your word and your truth.
让我们每一个人都能够成为天国的子民，成为神国的精兵。
So may everyone be the citizen of heaven and soldier of God.
继续为主发光。
So be the light for the Lord.
然后把福音更加的广传。
And spread the gospel.
让更多的人能够得到福音的好处，你的名。得到荣耀。
So that more people can hear the gospel and may your name be exalted.
奉耶稣基督的名求，阿们。
We pray in Jesus' name.
阿们。
阿们。那我们下面请何牧师带领我们